Proclamation number 8025, dated the October 24th, 1961. The difference between no legend, realization. The degree of realization corresponds to the soul's degree of maturity. You should not confuse realization with mere knowledge, for you can acquire the latter intellectually as well. It can also correspond to the truth if you accept it from those who have already attained realization. But it need not mean realization for you quite yet, for only when you have reached a certain high degree of love will you be able to penetrate the knowledge. It will come alive in you, then it will also provide you with insight, and thus you will regain the state which you once voluntarily abandoned by having replaced the light with darkness, thus having lost all realization. Academic knowledge about me and my nature, about the destined purpose of your existence as human beings and about my plan of salvation concerning the return of the spirits is not sufficient, for you won't understand everything as long as you don't demonstrate the said degree of love which guarantees you an inner light, the working of my spirit within yourselves. Yet, realization is the sign that the divine attributes, which are buried within yourselves as long as you are devoid of love, are coming through again. Realization is light, which you have to regain in order to become blessed, providing you desire light during your earthly existence. For you can also live a loving way of life without experiencing any desire for knowledge. In that case, the light of realization will suddenly permeate you when you discard your earthly body and enter into the spiritual kingdom. A spiritually awake person, however, must be able to differentiate between no legend, realization. He should not equate intellectual knowledge with realization, but he should also know that true realization demands a high degree of love and proves that you humans can consider yourselves fortunate if you are introduced to profound knowledge and thereby attain realization. The latter already signifies that you are entering your original state, in which you are permeated by light and love, in which you had not yet fallen prey to darkness, but in which you still existed as a human being as long as you were still immature, that is, in which you were still spiritually unenlightened. I can never please a human being with the light of realization if he does not exhibit the prerequisite which permits the working of my spirit. For my spirit is the part of me which imparts this realization to you humans, which makes knowledge accessible to you, which you can understand, which makes you happy, which enlightens your spiritual state, which clearly lets you realize all correlations, and thus it can be considered to be evidence of an advanced maturity of soul. True realization will always be gladdening, and it can never be confused with a mass of knowledge which is not understood, because my spirit is as yet unable to work, even though the intellect has accepted this knowledge. In that case it nevertheless remains dead knowledge which is worthless for the maturing of a soul. And then people can only be cautioned not to acquire such knowledge, for a loving way of life is necessary first in order to bring this knowledge alive. Love is necessary, for it stimulates the spirit within the human being to come alive. And only then will it kindle a true light, only then will knowledge become realization. Only then will the soul have reached a particular degree of maturity which will lift the spiritual darkness, only then will it be possible to speak of a light which illuminates the human being from within and gives him clear realization about all spiritual occurrences, about the very first beginning and the ultimate goal of everything in existence, and about the meaning and purpose of human life on earth. And as soon as the human being has come to this realization, as soon as he can understand everything, You will also understand my nature and fully appreciate my eternal plan of salvation. For then you will know the correlations. You will see everything brightly and clearly. And then there will be no other goal for him but to achieve his original state again, in which he was happy. He will wholeheartedly strive towards unification with me and also achieve it and return to me, from whom he once originated. Amen.